Subject, call it quits or give it a chance. Good morning, Steve and Shirley. After being with my husband for 23 years, I found out that he was cheating with a woman that he worked with for 3 years. He told me that he ended the relationship. However, his behavior didn't change. So I met someone and tried to have a relationship with him. I was only doing this so that my husband could see what it felt like, but found that I was not attracted to the person and that I was never going to be able to take it to the physical level, and so I let him go. But not before I let my husband find out. He started stalking me, checking my phone, and calling to make sure I was where I said I would be. Well, we separated for a year, and during this year, he has expressed how sorry he was and how he was going to make this work. I still love him and can't bring myself to have a relationship outside of my marriage. However, I have learned to live by myself. Do you believe a person can change, or should I just call it quits and move on alone? Wow. It's a lot in this letter, and you sound really, really sad, you know. And of course, after 23 years, and you find out your husband has been cheating on you for 3 years, of course you would be sad and hurt and upset. But this is double standard in action. I mean, he doesn't like it when you cheat on him, even though he was cheating on you. And I definitely commend you for not going through with this. You said you still love him. You can't bring yourself to cheat. That's a great thing, because, of course, two wrongs don't make a right. And men, this is sad to say, but it is a double standard. And men usually don't take their wives back if they found out they cheated. So, you know, you didn't. So that's a good thing. But now the question is, what do you want? You got your revenge. You got your separation. You wanted to do it to him so he could see what it felt like. Did he get the message? That's the question, you know. And to answer your question, yes, a person can change, but has he changed? Is he acting differently? You're saying he's apologizing. He's saying he's going to make it work. What are his actions saying? Go by what he does, not by what he says. Okay. Is he trying to win you back? If he's not, then yes, move on. But, you know, it depends on what you want, what you want. It doesn't sound like you're ready yet. It doesn't sound like that, even though you're living by yourself, because you say you still love him. So see how he acts. Okay. Steve?
Yeah. You find out your husband was having an affair. Okay, after 23 years of marriage. He's been cheating with a woman at work for 3 years. Then he tells you that he ended the relationship. However, his behavior didn't change. So, I guess you had noticed a change in his behavior maybe 3 years ago, and maybe he's continued to, I don't know what the behavior is that's the same. Does he stay out late? Does he say he's here and he's not there? Does he hide his cell phone? I don't know what he does, but you say his behavior didn't change. So I don't know if that means he went back to cheating with this woman, or when he got busted, he really ended the relationship. So what you did was you met somebody and tried to have a relationship with him. And you were doing this just to make your husband see what it felt like. But you found out that you were not attracted to the person and you weren't ever going to be able to take it to the physical level. So I left him. But before you left him, you made sure your husband found out. Whew. Now, let me say this about this part of the letter. Most women really feel the same way that you do. Most women don't really want to bring themselves to seeing someone else and getting physical with it. You know, women don't. Most women find it hard to give themselves to someone that they ain't feeling.
That's a true statement, Steve.
Most women don't. Mm-hmm. They just can't bring theyself to give theyself to somebody they ain't really feeling. Because it's got to be such an emotional attachment to being physical for most women. Mm-hmm. Most. Now, so you fit into the criteria of what normal women feel. Now, I commend you on this part right here. But not before I let my husband find out. That was kind of cool right there. Because you got your mission accomplished without having to, you know, degrade yourself or give yourself unwarningly to somebody you wasn't really feeling. But then after you did that, guess what it started your husband to doing? he started stalking me. So you can't cheat and stalk at the same time. See, sitting outside in the bushes is usually a by yourself event. Laying on top of the garage, waiting on the sound of the garage door to open, that's usually a by yourself event. Mm. So, you know, once he starts stalking, that cuts deep into cheat time. Checking your phone. Calling to make sure I was where I said I was, because see, now guess what? See, man sometimes want to play, but what a man don't want is nobody playing in his playground.
True.
You, I don't mind playing. We can go skipping, but what you can't do is play in my playground. And he considers you just that. It got so bad, y'all separated for a year. And during this year, he's expressed how sorry he was and how he was going to make this work. Okay, I can't say that the man ain't telling the truth. And then here's the real part of it. You still love him. And you somehow can't bring yourself to have a relationship outside of your marriage. See, you've honored the commitments all the way down the line, lady. So can't nobody be mad at you. You done everything you're supposed to. You've honored your vows, your commitment. You know, your man just stepped out. See, you've discovered that you can live without him. Now, the question is, do you want to live without him? Or do you enjoy living without him?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.